Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast for Mini Monday PD, where we're working through Marzano's Handbook for the New Art and Science of Teaching. And we started this last week and I'm super pumped about it. So last week we talked about providing scales and rubrics, which is the first element of providing and communicating clear learning goals, which is chapter one. And element two is all about formative assessments, which makes sense when I'm reading this, but in a podcast where I'm going to be talking about it, chapter two is all about assessments. So I think I'm going to hold off on talking about element two, formative assessments, and wait to talk about it with chapter two, which is all about assessments. So I'm skipping to element three, which is celebrating success. I'm sure you've heard of this all by now, but research has shown that reinforcing students' efforts increases student achievement. So I've done this with my son. I try not to tell him that he's smart. I actually try to tell him all the time of how hardworking he is and things like that, because I want to reinforce his efforts as opposed to him just thinking he's just smart. Well, and hopefully you've heard this by now, but I mean, I've seen it all over Pinterest of, you know, the research that shows that we shouldn't tell kids that they're just smart. There's a ton of research that showed that kids grew more. I say ton, this is probably the research that I'm referring to. The research that showed that students who were encouraged and celebrated for their efforts actually grew more academically than those that were praised for just being smart. So that's this. This is where this is coming from. And the one thing that I feel like I'm not doing very effectively is pointing to kids' efforts to how much they've learned. And I might be doing that indirectly, but I don't feel like I'm doing a very good job of doing that directly and really focusing on that and talking about, hey, how did your hard work help you grow academically and meet your goals today? And that's something that I'm working on. But in this element, it's really talking about celebrating that success. Through like celebrations, like certificates or parties, field trips, things like that. Also just knowledge gain celebrations, like charts, student work boards, student of the month, progression, which is what I've been really trying to figure out a way to do. If you know me, I've been talking about that quite a bit, trying to figure out how to get kids to funnel their data into where they can still see it individually, but we could pull it all as a class, and having that class chart to kind of struggle in a virtual world. And then verbal feedback, which is a big one, and I don't feel like I'm doing a very good job about it, but I am getting better. So let's talk about feedback, because I'm sure we're all doing some sort of celebration, and but maybe just need to do them a little more often, especially if we're taking into account like the rubric that we talked about last week. At the end of the unit, maybe celebrating those who increase their score and maybe just doing those a little bit often, but we know what those are. Those are not something new as far as like certificates and class parties and things of that nature. The knowledge gain celebrations I'm struggling with. I haven't been able to get my mind wrapped around it virtually. Because of the accountability in a traditional classroom, I would pass out the chart and they would just fill it out. I would give them time to do that in class. I'd walk around and help them do it. But virtually, that's really a challenge. And so I'm still trying to wrap my brain around it. So I really want to focus our time on something that we can do right now. And that is the verbal feedback. And so instead of saying things like you're smart, We're trying to emphasize their effort and growth. So instead of saying like, you know, really good job there, which we still should say like good job, but we should probably also add things like you tried really hard on this. I can tell. Great job. You were very focused while working. You came very well informed about this. You are ready for this. And so that's the stuff that I'm not saying enough. I do give feedback in class. I'll use like the green check if they got it right, red X if they got it wrong, and then put like a bitmoji once they get them all correct. But I'm not talking a whole lot, and I need to do that more because research, this book is showing that getting those verbal feedback is extremely powerful. So this isn't really, this is like a no-brainer in Class Connects, right? So when they're in Class Connects, this is really easy to do. But what about their efforts like in their online school, in their courses? Something I'm doing right now is super silly, but I make like TikTok videos and I record myself doing Roblox games, and I'm inviting them to a virtual recess. So I'm really feeling like I'm stepping up on those celebrations. However, I am still lacking in the actual verbal feedback, other than the general email with that in it. But this is saying trying to acknowledge different students every day. So here's my idea in kind of collaboration or being spinned off from All About That Class, Stacey Dillon from a couple weeks ago's podcast, is I try to do the weekly fan mail. I really did, but then my printer broke, and then it was just I ran out of ink and never got more ink. So that was my struggle. And then also I got some mail back from with my little prizes in it. And so they were like, these didn't go because they didn't have enough postage, but three other ones did and they had the exact same prize in it. It didn't quite make sense. So that was frustrating. So I was thinking, I still want to do that. I still want to somehow send a prize out. But what about when I'm working against myself? How could I still do this verbal feedback in a fun way? And here comes my idea, Flipgrid. So if you haven't heard about Flipgrid yet, where have you been? Do you live under a rock? It's almost like a social media platform, but not at the same time. It feels social media like in the sense that people can make it's a video based platform. You can record yourself, you can like throw up stickers and like sunglasses and things like that. So it feels like social media in that way, but it's not in a different way. So you can make like one Flipgrid. I've used it in the past for students to record themselves showing me how to do like their multiples of seven. They could recite the song, or they could make different arrays, they could just list off the facts and their parents test them, and they just record themselves doing those things or showing me those things, and then they send it back to me, and they can do it on their computer, they can use an app, but it's secure. It could be super secure and like having a password, and you can't see others until like the teacher approves it, if they even approve it to be seen. Or it could be super open with no password and just things post. And so it could be as secure as you want it to be or as open as you want it to be, depending on who you are using it. So I'm thinking about giving just some verbal feedback to my students when I see it happening. So just making like one for my kids and then sending that to them, and then they can respond back to me and using those fun like stickers and lack a better way of saying it, filters, but they're not like the social media ones. Like, so that's my idea. What are your ideas? How do you give verbal feedback to your students, both in Class Connects and outside of Class Connects? I would love your best ideas. And thank you so much for listening and for being a part of this community. And I hope that you got something out of this, and I can't wait to talk to you next week about assessments, because I've tried those out. I mean, we always do assessments, right? But I've tried Marzano's idea, a couple of his ideas and research, and have found some success with that. So I look forward to talking to you guys about that next week. So as always, remember, be brave and take a risk. And as always, have fun, and may the 4th be with you. Bye, everyone.